Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, home of TW3, the most powerful marketing tools, training, and technology on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Get ready to earn, enjoy, and experience more than you ever dreamed was possible. If you're tired of just getting by and ready to really thrive, then buckle in and listen up. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
You might have low sugar.
That's exactly what it is. I haven't had breakfast or lunch or anything.
Good night.
I was trying to hold that phone and I was like shaking.
What's going on, TW3 family and those who listen to the TW3 podcast? Welcome to episode 427. This is the show that is dedicated to that entrepreneur, and that casual motivational consumer who knows they're worth more than the status quo and ready to do something about it. Hope you guys are having a safe Monday and beginning to your week. Boy, did you see what happened in baseball today?
Mm-mm.
So they expanded the roster. You can have 30 players.
As opposed to...
what was it, 25 or 22?
I want to say, yeah, it was 24, I think.
24, somewhere around that. They expanded it because they needed it's going to have players that would have to have some time off because of the COVID thing. Well, 14 of the players of the Marlins tested positive. They're supposed to be having their opening day game tonight and had to cancel. And
so you tell me how many...
it's going to be amazing if baseball continues.
Yeah, on defense, because that's when you would have the most players.
Nine players on the field, yeah.
They could still play.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can still play, but...
it's not going to be good. They're going
to
lose.
They're going to have to pull... The baseball is such a huge apparatus. They've got minor league.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they can pull up and all that. It's just a matter of... I think they need to do what basketball did, which is everybody goes to a central location.
Mm.
They just shut it down. You have four or five fields right there at that central location, and they all live in a commune instead of all. Because you got 30 players, then you got coaching staff, and then you got, I was reading somewhere, it could be as much as 60 people that travel.
Yeah.
And to have 60 people traveling all together, that's pretty tough.
That's the issue. I didn't even realize baseball was still traveling, but I guess that would make sense because of all the different fields you play at.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, it's just for basketball, they put them in a dome in Orlando and they all play on the same court.
Yeah.
They just schedule the games to where nobody's using the court at the same time.
I hope Michael sent me over a thread that was going on ESPN or something. And no offense to any Marlins fans, but the comments was like, it's just like these scrubs to ruin it for everybody. Cause you know, they're sort of a bottom dwelling team.
Yeah. it's like the kid that didn't get picked up and then he goes inside and mom cancels everything.
Yeah. It's just like, why? Why you? I mean, if the Yankees or the LA Dodgers or Washington or one of these, you know, top tier teams had problems, and it'd be like, okay, but
we got to fix everything, and everybody'd be like, whoa, this is an issue, but because it's the Marlins.
It's frustrating. Well, guys, welcome tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a season right now where positivity and the promotion of it has been demonized, marginalized, and even gaslighted as some sort of nefarious backwood blathering of time gone by that could only be enjoyed by a few. But don't you believe it. Don't let the loser limp of others and a few turn you into a could have been, would have been, should have been, but only what if. That's not the way you want to live your life. The cliche you've probably have heard that misery loves company is more true and on display in today's world than ever before. This doesn't mean that life is perfect. It doesn't mean that injustice isn't real. Nor does it mean that real pain hasn't touched real people. However, we are called to go beyond our status quo, reach beyond our wildest dreams, and dare to believe that it's not only possible but probable to have more, earn more, and enjoy more if we're committed and persistent to the charge to go forward. So tonight I want to share with you some principles and thoughts that I had from a training I just did this past weekend. We had our abbreviated You Are Worth More Conference 2020, where I was amazed. Over 30 some odd people came out on a Saturday afternoon in the middle of July to do a Zoom call, basically.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was very cool, and got nothing but positive feedback from it. So that was pretty cool that people got something out of it. I was worried because, you know, our business is online, so I was scared the difference, well, the conferences for us, the difference is we're face to face. We're together.
Well, there's two big things. Like logistically, if you just looked at it from maybe a number standpoint, it would be so much easier to do every conference virtually.
Oh, absolutely.
Because free tickets. Like, I mean, it would just be so much easier. Yeah. No hotel.
Right.
No food. But as far as like what people get out of it from our conferences, I feel like the networking part of it, where they get to meet people face to face and sort of learn what they're doing. And there's also like a technical part of it, to where you're able to literally just sit down with somebody in their computer and show them, like point at it with your finger, which I know sounds stupid, but that's just such a big thing for a lot of people.
There's something, I don't know what it is, but just on a, and I'm not a, I don't consider myself a professional educator, but I do notice the dynamic of when you have your breakout sessions and you guys are working with our members one-on-one right there with their laptop open, and you're sort of that, you know, and you're having that dialogue back and forth, even though we do screen shares and stuff from time to time, and and support that is with some of the additional support that they can buy through the membership marketplace. It's nothing replaces that knee to knee, face to face. And, but that being said, we had a great time, this Saturday. I believe a lot of stuff was able to be shared, with the people there. I believe, people walked away and learned a lot, because I got nothing but positive emails and text and everything else from members. So that was real cool. So you guys probably can tell tonight, I have the boys in the house. The Reagan boys are with me, Reagan and River, the two sons in whom I am well pleased.
No, it's the Reagan boys. You got it right the first time.
No, it's the Reagan boys.
It's the Wilson boys. I apologize.
Sorry. Thought you nailed it. The Reagan boys.
No, the Wilson boys, Reagan and River, excuse me. A little faux pas, and now there's going to be, I'm going to hear from River on that, trust me. I apologize to
it's
you.
It's like Batman and Little Batman.
No. Sorry about that, guys. But they're in with me tonight, and they're going to be helping me produce the show tonight. Got a lot of good stuff coming up, so I think River's got the first thing there, if you want to announce that, River.
Share tonight's podcast with hashtag TW3Podcast427, and we'll be looking for it and offering a free audio and video download of Terry's new book, Warning, Opportunity Ahead.
Yes. We will be answering questions in segment 3, which will be right after the discussion tonight on Marketing During Mayhem.
Marketing During Mayhem. So if you've got questions, put them in, and we'll get to them in segment 3. We've got several questions that's already come in, so we'll be getting those as well for the guys. But I tell you what, world's gone crazy. And that's part of what we talked about, Saturday. I'm not trying to offer any theological or political commentary on this, because everybody's got their own opinions. And
no, go for it. There's only positive to come from it.
No. Well, that's why, I mean, I refuse to engage that. Even, I mean, listen, I'm just as opinionated as the next person.
Sure.
And
it's so hard to share opinions, though, without people aligning you somewhere, or just maybe assuming your character based on some of the things you may think on certain issues, whether you're left or right. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Christian, like, or non-Christian or whatever, you get pigeonholed.
You just get lit, like,
you become an avatar in their mind, and they're not even hearing, you know, and it's just, social media has turned us into unsocial people, because we believe everybody is monolithic in their opinions. Like, if you say, I'm conservative, I'm Christian, then automatically there's a bullet point in people's mind, and well, then or I'm liberal and I'm Christian, or whatever, but then they must, you know, you can't have an individual opinion on anything, it seems like, in today's world.
Well, Yale did a study, which I'm like, I probably wouldn't quote it because I don't remember what the study concluded, but I know what they were studying, and it was, are people, when we meet face to face, people seem to come to an understanding more, as opposed to online or through text or something.
Right.
Now, the study was, are people just being more honest through text, and this is what they really think, because they don't see you face to face and they feel like they can just say what they think and not fear repercussion? Or do people actually find a better middle ground when they're talking face to face? Because if you notice, like, I'm sure everybody's seen it on social media, if you're left or right, there's always arguments and comments and stuff. And people go after your character. People go after, like, well, you believe this, blah, 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 because you believe this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, a bunch of straw mans or whatever. But if you actually sit down with people, like, and you talk to them face to face about your ideas and stuff, people seem to be a lot more reasonable. Oh, and the whole study was based on the fact that it's like, well, are people being more real. Like they can actually tell you how they feel. Cause if you were to tell me, you know, you believe Michael Jordan's the greatest, maybe because you and I have a relationship, it'd be like, well, you're stupid because of this. But most people would be like, well, that's a fair argument.
I can see how he'd think that.
But most people face to face may be like, well, I could see why you think that, but they're very cordial it's about like, it. And they give you a,
it's almost humanity in person.
Yeah. It's like people are much more timid in person. They may share their ideas, but they're not going to come at you. They're not going to come at your character. And then it tends to, you feel like you found a middle ground because, you know, feelings were involved and you save face, but over, you know.
I agree with you. And I also think, and Bill got into this in a training, you know, you might have heard this study and we talked about it in the training, this past Saturday. What's the average response time a person has when someone starts talking to them? In other words, when you start talking, what's the average response time someone is going to respond to what you're saying and maybe even interrupt you because they've got a thought and they want to get in? What's the average, do you think? They have a study on this.
And it's Isn't it like 5 or 6 seconds or something like that?
It's a little bit better than that. It's like 17 seconds.
Okay.
But the whole premise of it is we are so conditioned by our technology, our phones, our electronics, everything to where we don't, we have a harder and harder time with that give and take ebb and flow of what communication has to have. Mm-hmm. And, one of the signs of being overstressed is not being able to hear. Okay. Mm-hmm. And wanting to get, I want to get this off my table. The reason is subconsciously
get it off your chest.
Like, your mind is telling you, you have no capacity to carry any more psychological weight. Mm. If they're giving you something that you've got to worry about or think about or problem to solve, it's a reaction. It's like, get this off of me. And so the way you respond to that is you cut it off, get your answer in and boom. In other words, I'm just trying to solve this and get it away. Mm. The problem with that socially is the level in which you feel appreciated and loved by me is the level in which I listen and validate what you're saying. You cannot feel appreciated, honored, cared for. You can't even feel liked by me if I don't validate what you're saying. Well, there's no validation in but.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what the problem with social media is, the study that goes on out to say, is that it's part of what you're talking about where, you know, you've got that sort of beer man courage, liquor courage, as right, I say it, you know, you would
say it,
I'll tell them how I feel, but they would never talk like that in front of you. That's part of it. And part of it is social media is not designed to listen. Mm. It's only designed to broadcast, to send out.
Everybody's getting out their message.
I'm just posting. I'm posting.
Wow. Yeah. That's scary.
You know, and it creates an environment where you don't learn.
Right.
You assume.
Well, think of how it is. So what social media has been around, I'd say 2006, 2007 is really kind of when it started taking
Facebook,
off.
Facebook, really.
It's a little more than 10 years. I mean, think of what it might be like in 30 years.
Yeah.
Like what's the culture?
Well, I think on this trajectory, it will get worse and worse, but I have hope for humanity. Mm. I have hope for, you know, maybe we can get a little more self-aware. Maybe it's a new technology that we haven't mastered yet as people.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not asking for Big Brother to get involved in by no means, but I do think people need to start being more self-aware of what social media is, how it works, how it affects them, and then respond accordingly.
Right. You know, people need to be more aware of what it does to you.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, you didn't hear about people talking about social media in this way until just a few years ago.
Sure. 2016 specifically.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
What happened?
Shot Harambe and it was all downhill.
And it's just been, you know, ever since. But
well, you can kind of see that in real time too. Like, I've probably shared it on here before, but the guy that came by our Chick-fil-A, it was right around the height of COVID, which I don't even know if it's the height now because cases are wherever they are, but he wanted to come inside and he had knocked on the glass, and then a team member, like 16-year-old girl, goes out there and just tells him, hey, we're not actually open, you can come through drive-thru, you can place a mobile order. And the guy just, I mean, for lack of a better term, raises hell. Like, he's just, that's not...
He loses his stuff.
Yeah, he's not okay with that answer, which requires me, because I was the manager on duty. And so I go talk to him, And there was, I mean, it's like you were saying, like, it doesn't matter how you come at it. It doesn't matter what the words you're using. It doesn't really matter what you're saying. Like, the weight of what you're saying is not being heard. What he heard was, I'm too diseased to come into this store and you guys don't like me. This is a, you know, 40, 50 year old guy.
Young guy.
He's a little younger, but you can definitely, you can tell, like, he spends a lot of time on social media, because I'm trying to explain to him, like, I'm right in front of him. He's like, so you walk in, there's a little breezeway, and then you come in, you're in the restaurant. We're in this little breezeway, and I'm just talking to him in there, because we're not supposed to have customers, you know, come into the store. That'd be a huge
And this place. Is a corporate policy that you have no control over.
It has nothing to do with,
it's like, not even your decision whether you agree with it or not.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, I can't be a good manager and be like, look, I don't care either way. But at the same time, it's like, look, man, my boss is telling me you can't come in. So I'm sitting here explaining, I'm like, hey, it has nothing to do with you. We haven't let anybody in. I was like, it's a policy. Nobody can come in. He was like, well, I can go get a mask. And I was like, it's not about a mask. We're not letting people in right now. I was like, but, you know, if you want to place a mobile order, we'll walk it right out to you. You can just stand right there under the shade, like, whatever. And so he's obviously not happy yet. It was one of those things where you meet a person and you sort of realize that crazy people exist. And I'm not saying this because I was upset.
No, I get it.
But he was crazy. Right. Like, there was no rational.
He's not there to reason.
Like, and I'm not just saying this. At one point, he did like a Nazi salute at me. I guess he was calling me a Nazi. Yeah, I don't know.
He's trying to insult you.
I don't know what but you know.
He obviously thought you had signed up with Big Brother and you're part of the...
He said, I'm not part of, you know, he went into a bunch of political stuff, but he had said something like, well, I'm a Google reviewer. And that part made me laugh.
Aren't we all?
I was like, well, yeah, number one, like, I mean, isn't everybody? But secondly, I was like, we're not some mom and pop, like, you know, we're begging for your business. I'm like, this is Chick-fil-A. Like, we're the number one growing restaurant in the country. I was like, you could leave 100 reviews. It doesn't matter. We're Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And so you go and you read his, and I did, I went back and read his.
So comment. He actually left a review.
He left a comment. I can actually link it too, if you guys would be interested in reading it. Cause it's really fun. Well, actually no, cause it locates our restaurant, but I could paraphrase it. And he was basically, you know, saying, we met him at the door, you know, four people strong, like arm to arm. This is how he typed it. He was like, we were arm to arm, wouldn't let him in.
That's what he's saying. You guys,
this is his review saying what we did to him. And he said, you know, we won't allow you to come in because we don't know how diseased you are. And it was just like, is that really what you got from that? Like, when I was literally telling you, like, hey man, I'm really sorry. It's nothing to do with you. We can't let people in.
Right.
He's like, well, why'd you leave the door unlocked? I was like, cause we're walking food out to cars. Like, I mean, that's, you know.
Good Lord.
Crazy people. And it's like you were going into, like, there was no amount of...
You're just not going to... Well, whether you're a restaurant or whether you're an online business marketer at TW3 or you've got your own, you know, insurance, real estate business, retail business, that's the zeitgeist of the marketplace right now. You know, the underlying attitude.
But you're just seeing, like,
and it's percolating everywhere.
So much stress and just like anger, and it doesn't matter who he's around. It's just like, he's got to get that out at someone. And, you know, I guess it was a sandwich shop that he was going to take it out on that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he ended it with, at least Arby's could serve me a meal or something like that. I'm like,
that's so fun. Well, they do have the meat.
They got the meat.
Well, guys, when we get back from here, what we're going to do is talk to you about what Reagan's talking about and how you can get your message out and how you can cut through this. And I'm going to be actually bringing some points out of a new book that I just wrote called Warning, Opportunity Ahead. How to find and bring value in the middle of COVID-19. So that's what we're going to be talking about when we get back right after this. I'm going to bring out some points in that book. And if you'd like to pick up that book, I'm going to show you how you can get that book from us. And it's in audio video form right now, and we'll have it in ebook and in written form in the coming weeks as well. But we'll do that when we get back right after this. Hey, do you need cash for business expenses or bill consolidation, inventory, or maybe reinvesting in your business? You know, when money is tight, man, I tell you, business can be stressful. Trust me, I know. So I want to tell you, learn how to leverage money and time with a great product and service that I use all the time at TW3. It's a custom financing opportunity that the terms and the services are totally custom fit for you. It's easy, it's fast, it's secure, and it's at cashmutualstore.com. That's cashmutualstore.com. So what are you waiting for? Do you need inventory, or do you need to reinvest in your business? Do you need to start a business? You can grow your business by leveraging easy lending opportunity at cashmutualstore.com. Join the thousands of other entrepreneurs and small businesses we've helped at cashmutualstore.com so you can start taking your income, your business, and your life to the next level. That's cashmutualstore.com. Easy, fast, and secure.
He can't guarantee you success, but he sure can help you eliminate the excuses made so far for not achieving them. Now back to the TW3 studio with Terry Wilson.
All right, so we're back, and tonight we're talking about how to market during a time that is very loud, contentious, and difficult to get a message out, which is funny, because there's so many ways to get that message out, but who's going to hear you?
Who's going to hear you in this noise?
So my first question here, how do you get a message out during a very noisy and contentious time? How do you do it?
Well, that's what we talked about this Saturday, and I gave some illustrations of what I alluded to in a past episode, in episode 426. But in marketing, you know, at TW3, we've always trained, you know, the three P's, right? People, product, process. And your people is going to describe the process that you use to get in front of them to sell your product. You have to invert that right now. And you used to, you would go after people based on demographics, age, income, zip code, you know, you would go after people based on interest. Okay, I love baseball, I like basketball, and you would target them, you know, based on interest groups, and you could do that through social media. But what I'm training right now and what I've seen the most effective is actually you target people with the obstacles that they're going through right now. Doesn't matter what their interest is, doesn't matter what's their age, income, zip code, location in the country. There's and we talked about this. There's a medical study that just came out. It was and I don't remember. It's in the book and in the training, but it was a hospital group that across the country, they have studied people in this past year, in the last 3 months, that have checked themselves in or have been checked in to needing psychological help. They're having breakdowns. They're not crazy. They're not. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, anything other than the pressures, the stress of what's going on has got them to a breaking point where they're reaching out and they're needing help.
Yeah.
Okay. And in one way or the other. And so in studying that group of people, they have found that there's three main categories that these folks are finding as obstacles in their life. One is it's either a mental health issue. Okay. Two, it's either a physical health issue that brought them there. In other words, the detriment on their
physical health
has caused an emotional breakdown, a psychological breakdown, or it's just straight up psychological. And thirdly, financial. So the three major categories is just stressing. These are what they're calling the top three stressors during this whole time period. You can isolate it to either psychological, physical, or financial. And so what I did in that training and what we're doing in that book is we're breaking down what's driving that. Okay. And to give you a quick example, the financial one's the easiest one. Since this is a business show, we'll hit that one. Well, what's causing the financial stress? There's three drivers of that: employment. Okay. And number two, expenses going up. Okay. Right now your cost of living has actually gone up because your children aren't at school, so you got another meal to prepare. You've got to, rather than going to the store like you always did and pick something up when you need it, now you're having to order and delivery. All those services are more. There's all different types. So we break it down as why expenses have gone up. Income has come down some because of either layoffs and things of that nature. And thirdly, because of the psychological and physical detriment on you, you don't have the energy, emotional energy, creative energy, whatever, to, okay, things financially are tough right now, but what I can do is pivot and go over here and do this, earn some extra. You don't have the wherewithal, the energy to even do that because you're so busy. You see what I'm saying? So that's a driver. So those are the three drivers. So what we did was we broke down, well, if you know that, then you know, if that is the condition of the market, then rather than me trying to find people based on age, income, zip code, rather than me trying to find interest, are they interested in politics, religion, sports, whatever, I'm going after speaking to that pain point there, for instance, as a particular one, and developing messages, developing ad copy, developing training, developing products, developing services that would meet and speak to that particular pain point. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So if you, you know, your first question was, how do you get your message out during a noisy and contentious time? Well, number one, you don't go out there and you're just trying to sell, promote, you know, big, bold, but more. And I told them this in the training, you have to look at the marketplace. And I don't mean to be derogatory or insulting to people, but just put this in your head. I look at the marketplace right now as a bunch of wounded animals. Animals that have just been beat down, beat up, hurt by their owner, and they feel like they're in a corner, right? Well, if you see a dog, for instance, in an alleyway that obviously has been beat by his owner and just very gun shy, skittish and everything, and he's feeling cornered, are you just going to run over and charge to him and try to pet him and try, hey, you ought to come?
Right.
You're going to get bit.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So how do you approach that animal? You approach them slowly with your hands out, maybe with some food in your hand. In other words, I'm being very overtly, I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. I'm here to feed you regardless if you want to become you know, my pet and come home with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And be with the family pet. And I even went into advising people that are in a recruiting space, like our insurance guys, real estate guys, people are in business opportunity spaces, even TW3 that are in the recruiting. I said, don't recruit a wounded animal. Think about it.
Yeah.
Do you really, you know, you need to heal that animal, get the emotionally, you right. know, where you would then want to bring it around your kids. Otherwise, somebody might get hurt.
Right.
I know that's a terrible metaphor.
But it works.
But it works because we're seeing it right now. We've been on a growth pattern, right?
Mm.
But we've seen a couple people that the stresses of life is being a roadblock for them right now. And they're lashing out. And I mean, it's not a judgment. I understand. They're just stressed. But if you don't speak to that and engage it and acknowledge it and everybody get on the same page with it, then all of a sudden it's like, you know, he or she was the nicest person. And then all of a sudden they just ripped my head off and called me everything but my, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's because, you know, they're feeling beat up. So the answer to your question, how do you get your message out during this time period? I would say, start targeting pain points, be more strategic about that. Speaking of those pain points, being cognitive. And it's a great resource, that book, because it's going to break down what those pain points are. Like I just said, it's going to be mental health, it's going to be physical health, or it's going to be financial health. And then we go into what's driving those three. Mm. And then we go into how, because you know what's driving it, you'll be better equipped to how to approach it, how to speak to it.
Gotcha. So it makes you more socially aware.
More socially aware, and you're just not out there flying blind on social media just saying everything. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, I sent him a meme. I don't think I sent you because you're not a baseball fan, but I sent him a meme today. It had Will Ferrell in it, and it had the top part of the meme was this city just on fire, burning. And it says, this is the world, and it shows the world on fire. And then it says, this is me, and it's got Will Ferrell going, go Braves!
That's pretty funny.
Now, I'm just joking because I'm a big baseball fan. Yeah. But if I was to post that on social media,
oh, you would.
He don't care. He's making like, you know, so
So I say it on a podcast.
So I'll say it on a podcast. Exactly. See how that works?
Yeah, I see it. This is a good training question. What are some ways people can bring value that aren't equipped with RMP?
Yeah, RMP that came in from, well, that's not a question. That's what we're talking about here. But I did have someone in the training Saturday asked that RMP stands for referral marketing. And that's where our members that are elite members get paid by third parties to refer clients to them. And so it's a way that our elite members can get paid and make money off of helping people with free services to them and get paid by those third parties so that the client never has to exchange money. So what are some ways if you're not equipped and in that space? Well, one, I would tell you go out and make some relationships with third party companies, on your own. The benefit of RMP is that, we already have all those relationships established and they're in a folder and you just go through them and start setting them up, but you can do it on your own. You can go out and, get a relationship with someone that maybe offers a particular service that people within your industry that would be congruent with a product you're selling could offer. You could also set up new services and products. I know a lot of people that are in this business, they sort of added to their service and product category just so that they can sort of supplement ways that they're helping their client base. And number three, especially if you're a TW3 member, I advocate and I really encourage our members to do co-ops. And that means maybe I am over here and I'm in the health and food space and I know a lot about health and fitness and I'm using TW3 to grow my health and coaching business in that space and things like that. But I'm running into people that could really use maybe some financial help. They need bridge loans. They need a way to consolidate a lot of credit card debt and stuff right now because of all this stuff that's going on. They can't afford their monthly bills. And so if they could get we've got members in our membership that's the space they come from. You know, they know originating loans. They know how to get people. They know how to fix their credit. They know how to do things. So, work together in those areas. So that's what I would say to do. If you don't already have, if you're not an elite member and don't have RMP.
Gotcha. That's cool. I had a side note, but I had somebody over. That was one of my friends, his friends.
Yeah.
He was coming over. We were hanging out at the pool and I found out he sold insurance.
And you just started laughing.
Nah, well, a little bit, but he sells auto insurance.
You poor dumb.
Yeah, he sells car insurance. But,
I get it.
But he said something like, it's like, yeah, the biggest issue is just finding leads and stuff to talk to. And I was like, it was like, have I got a product for you?
Have I got something? You should have teed that right up,
nah,
man.
Nobody I know personally.
But, I understand.
Yeah, but it was pretty funny. I was like, well, actually. Yeah, so
I know a guy.
I might be able to help you out here. And he was like, maybe I can help you on your car insurance. And I was like,
here we go. Absolutely.
So let's see here. What tools do you use to get in front of an audience? So what tools do you use to get in front of an audience?
I will tell everybody right now, I'm not telling you not to use the push marketing tools. Push marketing, there's two types of marketing. There's push and pull. Pull marketing is where you're setting up ad copy, you're sending emails and stuff to a built-in list already, or text to a built-in list. That's pull marketing. I'm pulling an audience that either finds me through ad copy, social media, or something like that, and I'm pulling them into a funnel. Push marketing is where I am blasting out cold marketing pieces to people that aren't clients yet. I'm doing a blast of text marketing, email marketing, different things that, and I'm getting a list of either scraped or purchase list, and I'm doing that type of marketing. I would advise not to do that right now because, number one, that's already, let's just face it. I mean, I'm not criticizing. I sell it and I do it, okay? But you're irritating people.
Sure.
When I get a text from someone that I don't know, when I get an email from someone I don't know, on a good day, in a good economy, when I'm fat and happy, it's still, what does this schmuck want? But then you compound that with, they're canceling baseball, I can't go on vacation.
I can't eat at Chick-fil-A.
I can't eat Chick-fil-A. I'm having to wear, or I should be wearing, or someone, or whatever my attitude is at. And all of a sudden, I am just ripe to just want to strangle somebody.
Yeah.
Well, then you could be that straw
that breaks the camel's back.
And so I would just say, I wouldn't engage an audience that way right now. And I haven't. So what I do is I'm doing a lot of ad copy. Which means I'm putting ads out on social media, on different websites and stuff like that. I'm pulling them in. Now, I'm still doing text. I think text is probably the number one best way of communication, bar none. But I'm only texting the people who opt in.
Right.
And that already have. I'm not using it as a cold.
You're texting people that know they're about to get it or they agree to it.
Or they asked for
it. It's not this. It's not a cold text where
it's not a cold, you know, piece that's going out and you're like, where is this coming from? Who is this guy? Type deal. So. That's what I would recommend.
So I have a final question. This is from me personally.
Sure.
And maybe you can explain what's going on here. So we have a call center. We have a dialer.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was Saturday and somebody calls me and I was waiting on a doctor's call. So I picked up cause I didn't recognize the number. It's obviously somebody from India.
Yeah.
And he's in a call center cause I can hear the other people talking. And I believe he was asking me about life insurance.
Yeah.
He said, and I decided to do something different. I decided I was going to be the best cold call he'd ever gotten. Because I was just going to say, yeah, I'm actually looking for that. It's crazy. Like, I was going along with it.
That's amazing.
And so he asked me.
You weren't playing with him, were you?
I wasn't even playing. I was just like, I just want to see where this goes. Like, what's the inch stick? Because most of the time this doesn't, like, let's just face it. Most of the time that doesn't work.
You can't
just cold call people like that. There's ways to do it, but talking them to face to face and be like, you trying to be less fat? And it's like, because I've had that before.
Are you tired of being fat?
I've had an American guy call me and be like, are you trying to lose 5 pounds? I'm like, buddy, I could be anorexic. That's kind of like, I'm not, but I could be. So he calls me and he's asking if I want life insurance. And I'm like, actually, yeah, I'm actually in the market for him, looking for it. And so I go down his spiel and he gives me this, takes about 5 minutes. And then he just asked me, he's like, well, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell him I'm 23 because most 23-year-olds aren't really buying life insurance. So I was like, I'm 28. I'm past 28. And he goes, no, how old are you? No, I'm 28. And I'm looking, I'm like, what do I need to do? And he hangs up on me. And I was so confused. I was like, so wait a minute. Even on.
I'll tell you what happened. So he's probably selling a final expense insurance that they won't underwrite unless you're 45 or above.
Ah.
And so they are not targeting well.
Even from India, though?
Well, keep in mind what's happening. These companies are called fronters.
Gotcha.
And what they do is they pull together a data list. Now, obviously, it's not a good data list that he's working off of. And a lot of times these are just robo dollars that are going out, just arbitrary numbers. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And if someone picks up, it forwards over to that person in India.
Gotcha.
That goes through that process.
I gotcha.
And then if they figure out that you're, if anything that doesn't fit within the underwriting criteria,
they cut you.
They just cut you and go. So that's what happened there. He's not working with a good list.
Gotcha. Cause I was in a room with like six people and I put it on speakerphone. And as soon as he hung up on me, everybody was like, so what is it that they really want anyway? Like,
that's a technique that's been used in insurance for.
Because I was like, I gave him everything he wanted, and he hung up on me. Now, everybody was making a joke. He was like, well, he didn't think he'd get that far. like everybody was like, he's never gotten that far before.
You ran him completely out of his script. He was like,
wait, what do I do now?
He don't know where to go from here. He's never been that far down his script. Well, guys, we'll be back right after this, and we're going to get into your questions. I hope you guys are enjoying tonight's podcast, episode 427. You do have to be more strategic in marketing in this environment. That's just the truth. And if you're not, well, you're going to be running into people like Reagan and just waste your time. So we'll be back right after this. Are you hiring or recruiting for your business? Do you know the neighbors that just moved in across the street? How about that teacher or coach that just started at your church or school? You know, the good book says, know those who labor among you. And the best thing you can do to just make sure you're getting quality people around your business, around your school, around your neighborhood, around your life, is to know those folks around you. And you can go to TerryWilson3.com/background and get a free background check on folks that you need to know what's going on. If you're hiring, you need to use TerryWilson3.com. /background. If you are in the job market, you'll want to know what other people see and make sure the information is accurate. You can do that by going over to TerryWilson3.com/background. That's TerryWilson3.com/background.
You're listening to TerryWilson3.com. Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
And now back to the TW3 studios with Terry Wilson.
All right, so we're back again. We've got some more questions here. Some of these came through email. Some of these were through the various chats. So let's get into this first one. Terry, I want to do something from home that doesn't require sales. What do you offer?
Oh, okay. Well, any of our products that we have has a sales component to it. However, you can become an elite member and do what we call referral marketing. And that's where you can podcast like I do. You can write blogs. You can do different newsletter marketing, text marketing, those type of things. And you refer a client back to a product, good, or service that they try out for free, or they buy out for free. You know, it's more than just affiliate. A lot of times people say, oh, all Terry's talking about is affiliate marketing. No, affiliate marketing is where you make a commission off of something you referred over, and when they buy it, you made money. Referral marketing is where, like, I say, hey, like in my commercials here, you want a free book? Go over to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. You try out a service, whether you keep the service or not, I'm getting paid to refer you over there. And in sometimes $15, $20, $25, okay? I didn't sell you anything. You're not buying anything. Well, think about doing that in the context of a newsletter or a blog or anything else. And we train you and give you all the tools on how to do that. So that's just one way of several ways on how to do that. I would tell you, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TerryWilson3, youtube.com/TerryWilson3, or go to TerryWilson3.com/YouTube. Either way.
Either or.
Either or. But there's several videos over there, me illustrating how, like, I got one where we made money with Walgreens, you know, while we were on vacation the first part of this year, and didn't sell anything, right, and got paid for doing some marketing through Walgreens. So that's how it.
Cool. Can I, and if so, how can I replace a six-figure income I just lost with your program?
So this person,
They didn't lose that income with your program. They lost the income, and they're looking to make it up with
your program. They've been laid off, and they're looking to replace it and considering our program. Well, number one, let me just tell you, I'm always hesitant to I just feel like, caveat emptor, you can make a lot of money doing what we're doing with our program, and we got a lot of members that do. How quickly it takes you to get there,
it varies so much. It's hard.
It varies so much. And I don't want to sell the program short, because we've got people that just joined a few months ago, and they're just take off. But that's not the norm. Mm-hmm. And then we have people that have bought the system, and it took them a year before they. That's not the norm. Mm-hmm. It's usually in between. You make that first sale is always, I don't know what it is psychologically, but when you get that first piece of business written under your belt, it seems like things take off for you better. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just proving it to yourself, you know, self-validation or whatever. But Flynn's running around. Our
he's just wondering where Gabby is.
He's like, looking for Gabby. Our family dog has just ran in. The norm is. We're being entertained by the dog here, so I don't know what's going on. The norm is you make that first sale usually within a month or two. It's usually sometimes 3 months, but usually within that first month. And then once that's made, things start moving at a pace. Keep in mind, the best way to answer that is to tell you what the metrics are. It usually takes 100 leads that you build through our system to get 25 qualified leads. And what are 25 qualified leads? These are people that actually want to do something.
Yep.
And out of 25, it usually closes anywhere from 1 to 3, but the average is 1. But we've got, you know, rock star salespeople here that all they got to do is talk to 5 people, you know. But, you know, you've got to understand where you're at in the process. So if it's 100 leads to make one sale, let's just say on the conservative side, and one sale is going to yield you on average around $1,000 commission, then that means you need to make 2 sales a week to make 100 grand. Yeah. That's 52 weeks, right? So 200 leads, the process is usually around 2 or 3 ad copies, 4 ad copies maybe. You know, and running it through your funnel and setting it up and talking to people. So, you know, it's just,
now that's the sales portion of the
product. That's the sales portion. And that's what we teach.
We also have people that don't really resell. Like,
now, if this person is one of those that don't like to sell,
yeah,
and they want to make 100K, it's going to be a little slower process.
I mean, we have a lot of members that do it though.
And we have a
Osterman that yeah. typically doesn't even.
Well, and Chris Miller.
Yeah, Chris Miller as well.
Chris Miller and half of Tom from Chi-Town's income or more comes from just using our product to do other things. So it really just depends. I always recommend the sales portion, I guess, not because of self-interest. I mean, it really isn't. It's because I go back to that. Remember I told you the number one Steinway salesman back when I was in the piano business? The number one Steinway salesman couldn't play a lick on piano.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is it's always easier to sell a piano than to play one.
Sure.
You know, and to use these tools, there's some sophistication, there's some technical stuff you got to learn, there's some marketing stuff you got to learn. Well, depending on how quick you get up to speed on that is where success is going to happen. Whereas you can be technically inproficient, marketing okay, but you know how to talk the talk, you know what they do, and you can sell. So it just depends on how you're going to do your business there.
Right. Let's see here. Terry, after 12 years, Terry, well, having a stroke this question, I guess. Terry, after 12 years of being in business, what would you say is the one thing a business needs to be successful and last? I can answer this one.
All right.
Profit. I didn't have to go to business school to learn that.
I'm no MBA major, but it does seem like it has to be profitable. Well, true. I mean, honestly, there's no inventory to our business. The only operating cost you have is your marketing. And we show you ways and teach you ways. If you'll do it the way we show you, you can get your operating costs. Your first buying the system and your marketing of the system, those first few weeks, you're putting a lot of seed money in it. But if you do it the way we show you, recruiting affiliates and then starting to resell leads and stuff like that, you ought to be able to get your operational cost out immediately.
Sure.
And then you're off to the races.
Which I don't know if people are upset about it or not, but the operational cost for the system is not that much once you...
It's minimal.
Like once you start getting going, it's almost nothing. I mean, it really is. Like it's the admin fee for, you know...
You hear people
like
say...
Gary or Mark, we don't scale it though. And that's why I think it's good because it's a level playing field, I guess, for everybody. Everybody gets the same tools.
It's $97 a month.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you do. And everybody looks at, oh my God, it's $100 a month. It's $100 a month.
But if you think about
if it's like, on a platform that's yielding you $40,000 a month.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, that's,
it's not nothing. Going up with it, what you
it's
make.
It's not scaling. And it hasn't raised, at least since I've worked here, 5 or 6 years. Like it's always,
you look at what, and that's why it's not a franchise.
Yeah.
But you look at franchise agreements, you have the cost of buying the franchise, you have a minimum monthly cost of keeping the franchise, and then you have a percentage of sales.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same cost regardless if you're pulling in $50,000 a month with the system or you're not pulling anything. So,
well, I think that's so important. Why we always stress too, like if you're not in a, because a lot of people aren't, if you're not in a place financially where you can start now, then don't. Yeah. Like we're not asking. That's not something we want. We don't want anybody taking out a second mortgage to get something like.
I just laugh at some of these woe is me, I'm a victim type things that you hear from time to time. We don't get a lot of it.
Sure.
We don't get nowhere near what we used to because we've gotten smart about how to really vet people.
Yeah.
But you do have it from time to time. And I say, go back and read the first line, the very first line in our terms of agreement in FAQ. It says, do I have to buy anything to start with TW3?
Right.
No.
There's an affiliate program for a reason.
There's an affiliate program there for a reason.
And I think the affiliate program is so good because a lot of people can look at it. And if they get it, like they see where the value of having the system would be. Like they're using it. It's like, oh, I could actually, like I could have a sale here if I had, you know, this tool that I know that's in this. Cause it breaks it down. There's training and stuff. It's
right.
Like, then maybe it is for you, but
right.
People that are just like, I don't need that. I just want the system. It's like, learn about it first, please.
Exactly.
learn what it is. So let's see. Number four, Terry, what does your top earners at TW3 do that your lowest to no earners at TW3 not?
Oh, that's a great question.
So what are the differences in what they're doing?
Activity. It comes down to activity. I will tell you this. Some of my top earners are some of my weakest salespeople. Mm. And they resell the system.
Yeah, right.
It's just they make up for it in the aggregate of people.
Yep.
They just talk to a ton of people.
Well, it's like you just said, it's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game. And it doesn't, they got this mindset, and it may be good, it may be bad, but once you get our system, you get out of that attitude that you're a guy that was in insurance, because that's most people like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I could sell this stuff all day long if I could just have somebody talk to.
Yeah. Which that makes sense. Like coming from that guy, he was smooth talker. He was really friendly, like easy to get along with. Like,
I mean, he met the profile.
He probably sells really well.
He probably could sell if he could, but it, the biggest rub for every home-based business, any entrepreneurial adventure, brick and mortar, it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. If you want to be successful, you got to have people. And one of the things I remember members are spoiled on, but it's a good thing, is
right.
Once you learn how to use this, you've got more people to talk to than you even want to deal with.
Yeah.
And so what that does is it puts people that are average to below average salespeople in a very good position.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's almost like, oh, if I don't close you,
I've 400 other people that I
got. Okay, get out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying you have to be that abrupt. But you don't have to be begging and, oh my God, if Reagan doesn't buy, what am I going to do?
Right. Well, also that, I think it goes into a psychological aspect of it. You're a worse salesperson when you feel like you have to sell to the person.
Oh, absolutely.
When you have some leeway and it's like, hey man, it's your choice. Like, I'm not trying to push you either way. This is just what this does. If it sounds right for you, let's go. If
it's
not,
a much more attractive posture.
Yeah.
It is.
It doesn't come across as maybe desperate, I guess.
Right. Because desperate just doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Where do I get the book you mentioned in the show tonight?
So, I need to put a link. That reminds me. So what I will do before you can even get there, go to terrywilson3.com and just put in, let's see here. Put in, that's a good question. I should have thought about that before I should have put terrywilson3.com/new book. terrywilson3.com/new book. And we'll probably have something different there later on. But for right now, just so people can get to that book if they want it. And just so you know what that is, it's the training from the live recording. And it's going to be put in ebook form to where it'll be a PDF. And it'll also be put out on Kindle. And it'll also be put where you can print.
So wait, it was a live recording?
So what it is right now is a live recording with a slide deck.
Gotcha.
And so that you're getting the audio video version of the book.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the book in print. Everything gotcha. I'm saying and everything else
gotcha.
Will be in print later on. And that's why we're calling it a book, because it's going to be a book. But right now you can get the audio
sure.
version of the book with some graphic help along with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was wondering who your graphic help was, but
never mind.
Yeah, let's see. All right, this is a good final question. Terry, if I decide to join, what assurances do I have you won't be here today and gone tomorrow? So many online businesses I've joined have closed up within the first few months of me joining them.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That's a great question. That's a smart question. It's a smart question because you're looking at your career, you know, in a long-term view, and I like that. Well, I can just tell you that we've been here for 12 years, and I named the business after myself, which tells you I'm not, and I have been offered to buy, by the way. People have offered to buy this business, and about 3 offers over the last 12 years, one very serious offer, and we refused it. And the reason is because this is me until I'm no longer, and then I've got 5 children behind me that if they want to take up the mantle, they can. They don't have to, no pressure, but it's there for them if they want to. And so we have no plans of doing anything but this, because this is the greatest thing I've ever done, and don't want to do anything else for the rest of my life, just because it's not only just financially rewarding, which it is, but it's just so it's fun to watch other people get rewarded so richly by it. And so I just feel like I'm in the zone there, and I really, really like that. So when we get back, guys, we're going to give a book away. So we'll give one of these new books away, which is entitled Warning, Opportunity Ahead, How to Find and Give Value During COVID-19. So we're going to be giving one of those copies away, the audio video copy, that is. And then hopefully by the end of August, we'll have the ebook out at Amazon, so you can pick that up as well. So we'll be back right after this. You know, unless you have the ability to get in front of the people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is that you offer,
You don't have a business, you've got a hobby. And that's why I want to give you a free training on how you can generate as many leads as you want by the click of a button. Now that sounds easy, and I know it, and I'm trying to make it sound easy, because it is once you learn how to program the stuff behind that button. But we'll show you how to do that. No worries, no hurries. Go to leadsbyterry.com right now. That's leadsbyterry.com, and I'll give you a free training right now on how you can start generating leads for your business. Are you in insurance, real estate, direct sales, restaurant, retail, and you need more people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you sell? Then go to leadsbyterry.com. That's leadsbyterry.com.
Guarantee you success, but he sure can help you eliminate the excuses made so far for not achieving them. Now back to the TW3 studio with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Keith. Back in the studio. Hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast tonight as much as we have.
I think I want to create some of your openings.
You don't like this one?
No, this one's fine, but I've got a few that
You feel like we're about to show a high school football highlight?
Yeah, or...
The ESPN radio guys did this for me, so that's why it's got a little bit.
I do like it, but I also think for a podcast, we've had just some funny moments that we could cut, and it would be an
and make it up. You know, River's been awful quiet over there. How's life been treating you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Did you have to take your car again? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. So I have a air leak in one of my tires, and I filled it up the other day, and then the warning sign went on again, so I just took it to the shop.
Oh,
I think he's just got a leak.
It's a tire issue.
It's a tire.
Well, that's good.
It's nothing like engine wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I expected it to be broken.
He does have his alarm that keeps going off that we're gonna have to. And I told him, I said, please look at this, and if you can't fix it, then unhook the alarm.
Yeah, just pull the fuse.
Just pull the fuse. Because we're sick of it going on. Like, River, your alarm.
Do you have to go out there in the middle of the night?
No, it probably does go off in the middle of the night. I just don't hear it.
You don't hear.
But at Chick-fil-A,
should.
All the time. Because I think it's only if it senses a car near it. And at Chick-fil-A all the time, whenever we get double wrapped, it goes off every single time a car passes it. So when I'm on IPOS, they're like, your alarm's going off. I have to be like, sorry, ma'am. And just.
I like the idea that we're killing Kevin and Michael with River's alarm going off at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. He's just like,
Michael's over here. I got to get away from these Wilsons.
He comes back and there's just windows are smashed. Yeah. Gearbox is ripped out.
He's going to have eggs all over his car and stuff.
There's literally there's no engine in there, but yet somehow the alarm's still going off.
Hey, but his muffler.
Muffler, something, and I'm planning on doing more exhaust work whenever I get my ticket paid off.
I mean, you would think a Corvette's coming through here with that muffler.
Is it loud?
Oh man,
I'm taking the resonators off, and it sounds like a V8 engine when you take the resonators off, so it's going to be even.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds cool.
It roars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Sort of deceptive, I think, because you hear like a lion coming through the jungle and it comes out a little
Mazda 6. Now, I've done some engine work. I put the intake in it, so I got it up to like 300 horsepower now. So it has a kick now.
It does kick. Now, he's got a little torque to it.
Well, mine, when I back out, the heat shield's broken, so it goes... That's pretty cool. Can't put a price on that.
Can't put a price on
Actually can. It's $300. That's what it took them to break it.
Well, listen, we've got winners, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Jeff Sykes, you are the winner to the new book. The new book, Warning Opportunities Ahead, How to Find and Give Value During COVID-19. So we'll be getting that out to you. And so if there's people on tonight that would like to get that, I go into breaking down exactly how to approach people, and I give some different script ideas, and I give a whole business model of how I broke down and made $3,200 helping this lady, and she was going through one of those obstacles that we talk about tonight, you know, one of the three major obstacles. And I just layered how I helped her from giving her this, giving her this, giving her this, giving her this, gave her 5 or 6 things. She didn't buy a thing. I get paid. And she is a raving fan of TW3 now. She's going to be a member of TW3 in the coming month once she gets a little more financially healthy. And so it's a great thing, great business. Can't say enough about it. So I think everybody should be a member at some point. You know, that's just me, though.
No bias.
No bias. Guys, thank you for being out with us tonight. We hope you got some value out of it. We hope you learned a lot. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, all of you guys that are in the chat room. I know we've been watching the chat and answering. And Reagan, River, and myself have been responding as you doing that. So it's been fun there. And do you guys like this format here, what we're doing tonight, the way we did it?
Yeah,
we
might
need to do that again. It seems a little more relaxed.
You know? Definitely.
So, don't have Chris and Michael interrupting all the time.
Exactly, yeah.
I miss that.
Taking the spotlight the whole time.
Let's just be honest. It's Chris.
It's all Chris.
Yeah, he did good Saturday.
Yeah.
He got talking about podcasting. And we're talking about the new product that we're unveiling to help people with their podcasting. So it was pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, we will see you guys on the flip side. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to TerryWilson3.com today. If you've decided you are worth more, then go to TerryWilson3.com now and get a free digital sample copy of the book. You are worth more. Listen, no one's going to give you what you're worth but you. So stop putting off and get started earning, enjoying, and experiencing what you are worth today. Go to TerryWilson3.com now to start your journey today. That's TerryWilson3.com.